According to ESPN, one of the fastest growing world sports is mixed martial arts. Companies like the Ultimate Fighting Championship and Pride Fighting Championship have hosted tournaments attracting some of the world's best fighters since the early to mid 90s. One of the highest rated shows for the basic cable network Spike TV is The Ultimate Fighter, currently in its sixth season. The show is built around the basic premise of giving up-and-coming fighters the chance to compete in the Ultimate Fighting Championship, arguably the largest and most lucrative stage for mixed martial artists in the United States. Contestants are broken into two teams and train and live together in a house. Each contestant fights one another until one champion is crowned and awarded with a cash prize as well as a contract to fight in the UFC. According to their website, the UFC organization follows a rich history and tradition of competitive mixed martial arts dating back to the Olympic Games in Athens. About 80 years ago, a Brazilian form of mixed martial arts known as Vale Tudo, which translates to anything goes, sparked local interest in the sport. While some may view mixed martial arts as barbaric, efforts to legitimize the sport have been well underway since 2001. The UFC website reads, in January 2001, under the new ownership of Zuffa, the UFC brand completely restructured mixed martial arts into a highly organized and controlled combat sport. The site goes on to explain the sport does have rules and is overseen by many states' athletic commissions, the same way boxing is regulated. The recent surge in popularity of mixed martial arts does not stop on the national stage. In San Marcos, Warrior's Edge Mixed Martial Arts School is co-founded by Ray Parra. He began his training in mixed martial arts during college and began teaching martial arts in the early 1980s.
There was a board exchange group in, at the university where I found the school, and that's how I got into Wing Chun. And then there was another student that had a club, Kempo Club, and I got into there. And then I got into the YMCA, into a Taekwondo Shotokan club.
Parra attributes his interest in sport and philosophical aspects of mixed martial arts to the late Bruce Lee. Parra began training in Lee's martial art known as Jeet Kune Do, one of the first and most popular forms of mixed martial arts. According to Parra, Lee attempted to take the best aspects from each martial art and combine them into one pure form, which would prepare anyone for a type of physical encounter. Stand-up, ground, and weapons fighting are all covered in Jeet Kune Do training.
Oh, mid to late 70s, we started doing punching. We got Western boxing into it. Then we started incorporating the ground fighting into it. So back at that time, before they had ever heard mixed martial arts, we were doing it.
Yeah.
Based on the concept of Jeet Kune Do.
Parra and Warrior's Edge co-founder Craig Bubba, as he's known to students and friends, Norton, hoped to build a 24-hour training facility in which they could better prepare students wishing to compete in regulated fights.
We hope to eventually have a full-time facility it's going to have a cage in it, a boxing ring, about 7,000 square feet of workout area, and it'll be open 24 hours a day, so it will be able to provide an athlete who wants to come in and train throughout the day.
Parra encourages all to take part in the learning of mixed martial arts as training improves many aspects of life. While it is clear the current craze is in full force, Parra said he believes it is here to stay for a while.
I think it's going to be around. It surpassed boxing in attendance and popularity, and because of the different facets it's involved in, with the kicking, punching, elbowing, grappling, that it's going to evolve, it's going to continue to evolve.